You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
In the world of financing, it's always difficult as a small business to gain access to financing. There's a huge funding gap that exists regardless of how experienced you might be. And there is a very interesting company that has come up with a unique initiative. The company's name is Fetola. They've come up with a unique initiative called Hlulo. And I'm joined on the line by the CEO of Fetola, Catherine Weinberg, to just understand what this initiative is and how it is that they managed to get Nedbank, JP Morgan, and the Embassy of Finland all in the same room. Good evening, Catherine. Thanks so much for taking the time. Tell us about Hlulo.
Yes, good evening, Jimmy. Yeah, thanks very much. We've had such a successful day today. So just to put context, so Fetola, we're best known for helping people to start, grow, and scale successful businesses. And as you have already stated, part of that is about saying when they're ready to scale, how do you help them to get access to the growth finance that they need? And they have an interesting scenario in South Africa where there's lots of money. There's about 600 different funding instruments all trying to lend money into the SME sector. But there's not enough investment-ready businesses. And so part of what we do, working with our partners, is to say, let's help to build a pipeline of investable small businesses, and let's help them to get access to the finance, the growth finance that they need. And so what we've done, so Hlulo is phase three of a very exciting circular economy accelerator initiative that we've been running with the partners. And this phase three is really about enabling scale through a digital platform. So businesses that are ready to grow, green businesses, it's especially focused on green and sustainable businesses. So green businesses that are ready to grow, but they need to access finance. They can register on the Hlulo pipeline and do a self-assessment as to where they're going and how ready they are, and then get the support they need in order to bridge that gap and get the finance that they need to grow.
Catherine, why specifically green businesses?
That's such an interesting... Let me tell you a story about how this came about. About 10 years ago, when Zuma was in power, he was talking about this importance of growing 5 million new jobs. And that's my game. And I was very excited by that. I said, yes, absolutely. Our job is to help people to get out of poverty into the first world economy by empowering them through entrepreneurship. And then suddenly stopped and thought, my word, if we did that, we're going to have 5 million new cars on the road. You're going to have 5 million more first world houses, putting first world levels of waste out of their homes. And basically, we're going to destroy the environment. So we're going to have a quick win that destroys the future for our children and our grandchildren. And it was really a crisis for me, an existential crisis. And then I stopped and I thought, but if I can teach businesses, if I can teach entrepreneurs to build sustainable businesses, they can not only be profitable, people-friendly, but also planet-positive. And so that was the starting point. In fact, with JP Morgan and Embassy Finland, we've walked this journey for almost 10 years now. With the circular economy, it's suddenly the doors are just flying open, because there's a thing about the circular economy practice that just makes business sense. And it makes business sense not only for entrepreneurs, but for corporates and also for government. And it's like there's this magic around it that is just makes business sense. And with the climate story that's really around us and coming so fast, all of a sudden people have woken up to say, actually, this is the new way of doing business.
Mm. Catherine, when we look at the green economy, there are a lot of conversations happening, as you rightly mentioned, around this internationally and locally. But what are some of the challenges that still remain, whether it's from a business perspective, getting businesses to see what a green economy could look like, or whether it's from a funding perspective in identifying what green businesses to fund?
Yeah, I think the first thing is there's something. So let me just quickly explain what's the ethos of the circular economy is. And fundamentally behind it, it's saying, let's design out waste. So if you're going to design out waste, you're going to design out water waste, energy waste, packaging waste. And that's music to an entrepreneur's ears, because that's about efficiency. Once you improve efficiency, you can improve profit margins. And that's the same whether you're a small business or whether you're a big corporate. And what we've actually proven in our circular economy accelerator, so in Fatola's circular economy accelerator, is that we can enable small businesses to very, very quickly, very easily take up these circularity practices and double their profitability, grow at a rate that's double that of businesses that are non-circular, and put on more than 4 jobs per business over an 18-month period. And that then just starts to, you know, make the small business viable. And so then you don't have to talk about the fact that it's sustainable. That becomes an add-on. It's not an extra cost. It's an extra benefit. And what we find is now so many corporates are needing to report their ESG scores. They're needing to say, hey, listen, we don't, you know, we're not only good for people, but we're good for the planet. And what we're finding is now these small businesses that are converting and being able to say that they're circular, being able to say that they're good for the planet, are now finding new gaps and opportunities to work with the corporate sector.
New gaps, new opportunities, and certainly new areas of financing. We'll leave it at that. Thank you so much, Catherine. That was Catherine Weinberg, CEO of Fetola, around the latest launch of the newest funding app, Hlolo.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.